Punks podcast coming back to bring you another episode of awesome music. Right, Brian?
That's right. Welcome back, Carl.
Yep. And bringing you some tunes that, you know, we're going to bounce back and forth a little bit on the show today. Kind of some old school stuff, some newer music. And we opened the show there with Social Distortion, if you couldn't tell by the voice of Mike Ness. But, you know, if you're not familiar with them, that song was called Machine Gun Blues. And Social Distortion got their start back in 1978. But they're still active. They're actually doing a lot of touring. I just saw on their Facebook page they had to cancel a tour, but they have dates set through like midway of 2022. But most of those dates next, from like now till June or July of 2022, are all like overseas. So that kind of sucks for us. But
yeah,
hopefully they'll come around. But yeah, since 1978, they've released like 7 studio albums, but then they have a lot of you know, compilations and EPs and singles, stuff like that. Their most recent album was Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes in 2011, which is the album that song was on. They did some Guitar Center like live shows on YouTube just a few years back, and that's what, you know, when those came out, I started listening to them a little bit more again, and he still got it. A cool quote from Mike Ness that I always liked. I forgot where I found it at too, but I just had it in my notes. He said, "Here's how you know you've made it in the music business. You stayed strong for 3 decades on your own terms, on your own time, by your own rules. And over that time, your influence has only grown. Each of your albums is stronger than the last. You've been brought on stage by Bruce Springsteen because he wanted to play one of your songs. You've seen high times and low ones, good days and tragic days. But every night you give 100%. And every morning you wake up still swinging." Like, hell yeah. That's you know, that doesn't speak to like old school punk godfather Mike Ness attitude, you know. I don't know what would. But yeah, so it was a cool way to open the show. And again, thanks for tuning in. And you can find our past episodes and more information at MidwestPunks.com or on our Facebook page. Brian, we got a lot of stuff that we've been trying to push out there. And
yeah, we got an Instagram page now, too. So yeah, we have the Midwest Punks Pod.
Yeah, find it on Instagram. Yep. There's a link pinned to the top of our Facebook page, mm-hmm, too. So we'll leave that up there. And yeah, hopefully, you know, if we can get out to more shows and do some more things, you know, in the studios, then we'll be loading you up with more pictures.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of stuff from Riot Fest still. I'm getting those pictures out.
Yeah. And yeah, so, you know, again, we're just going to bring you some music. So we started with Social Distortion, Brian, and I think we'll transition into some stuff. You seem like you got some of the older punk music that we're going to be listening to today.
Yeah, I kind of had a playlist of things that popped up in the early stuff, you know, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, one band I want to start with is Mink DeVille, if you're not familiar with them. They were a roots rock kind of punk band that formed in 74 in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And from 75 to 77, they were one of the original house bands at CBGB.
Nice.
And in New York, if you're not familiar with that, yeah, there was a big punk rock music fest,
yeah, or Ramones
nightclub. Ramones played there, yeah, back in the 70s. The band Mink DeVille played their last show on February 20th, 1986 in New York. And after that, the music that was recorded was all under Willie DeVille, the singer's name. So he just did solo stuff after that.
Mm.
So since 86, they haven't done anything. But he actually passed away in 2009.
Oh.
So don't think we'll, not original anyway.
Yeah.
Anybody coming back. But the band has 15 albums,
wow,
33 singles, 13 comps, and a video, maybe some miscellaneous stuff, like 62 something releases.
Wow.
Yeah, so crazy. A lot of stuff out there for the 10-year run that they had. I don't think that counts any of the stuff that he did solo, so might be even more out there.
That's crazy.
But I want to play a track. This is called Spanish Stroll. It is off of their 1977 album Cabaretta.
Okay, cool. Let's give Mink DeVille a listen.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
see the shape you're in. Finger on your eyebrow and left hand on your hip, thinking that you're such a lady killer. Think you're so slick. Well, all right. Que te quiero, pero usted me quita todo. Ya me robaste mi televisión, mi radio. Ahora quiero llevar mi carro. No me haga así, Rosita. Ven aquí, hey, usted que es al lado, Rosita. Oh.
DeVille with Spanish Stroll.
Definitely has like a Ramones-y vibe, you know, yeah. The 70s, mm-hmm. Early.
Little Lou Reed kind of sound to it, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool though. And they definitely have a lot out there you can listen to and get familiar with the band with 15 albums worth of stuff. And
yeah.
Then some. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That was cool though. Like we said, we'll kind of bounce back and forth. With some old school and some newer stuff. So this band I'm going to play next on my list is Sum 41. So I don't think we've ever played them. I think we've talked about them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with them. They kind of came out in like that 2000s period where, you know, there was a lot of pop punk and like alternative rock. And, you know, there's kind of that thing where I'm sure there's a lot of like, that's not punk and blah, blah, blah. But like, They've always been referred to as like a rock, pop rock, maybe skate punk band, but their stuff still kind of hits. I don't know, when you listen to it, you know. And they played at Louder Than Life a few years ago. I actually missed the day that they were playing, but my buddy was like, man, they were awesome. Like they totally brought it. And so every once in a while I hear their songs and I'm like, yeah, it's not bad. And I think, you know, when I was younger, I was like, oh, I can't listen to Sum 41 because
they were too like mainstream. Something
that's
about it.
That's what it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. But they really, you know, they got mainstream success with their album a little bit later on, because they started. They're out of Ontario, Canada, and they started in 1996. They were, you know, originally named Casper with a K, and then they changed their name to Supernova, which was like, I think, pretty cool. And then they landed on Sum 41. And it was something about like they were doing like a little tour during the summer, and it was like the 41st day of their their summer vacation or something from high school. And gotcha. So they put that together to Sum 41 is how the story goes. But yeah, so that was in 96. And then they got mainstream success with their album All Killer, No Filler in 2001. That had songs on it like Fat Lip and In Too Deep and Motivation. And they had definitely had like a kind of young Green Day sound to them, Blink-182 look to them. So they were just, like I said, this was like the height of the alternative rock kind of stuff, hitting MTV and all that. So they just, right time, right place, I think, and got mainstream success with that. They once collaborated with Iggy Pop on a song, which that gives them another point for the punk category, sure. I guess, if Iggy Pop thought they were cool enough to perform with. But yeah, so like overall, they've got 7 studio albums. The most recent of which was Order in Decline that they brought out or released in 2019. They do a lot of touring and they're actually still putting out some new music here and there on Hopeless Records. So they're kind of back to like a smaller label, kind of, you know. I know this singer has been through a lot of personal stuff, and so he writes a lot of music about that. I
agree with like the idea of the band. I don't want to like them just because of the time period that they were in and just where they were. But they come up on my playlist, and I'm constantly turning to the radio, and I'm like, "Who is this? Oh, it is." I like them. They're good. Yeah,
and their attitude. So. I mean, even when they were mainstream, and I looked at some articles from back in the day with them, and they were just like, "We don't really care if people think we're punk. Yeah. Like, we're doing our own thing." And then, to me, like, that makes them punk because they just didn't care what anybody, you know, was thinking. They weren't trying to keep a certain image. They're doing themselves. Now they're still playing together. They're still making music, putting stuff out on YouTube for fans. I mean, I don't know. So they have some new stuff. It's pretty good. I definitely want to listen to more of it, but I'm going to take us back to Still Waiting, the name of the song, which was off of their 2002 release, Does This Look Infected? kind of gives a good sum of that time period, I think. But yeah, let's hear some Sum 41.
All right, here's Still Waiting.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in. Contradiction. So tell me, what would you say? I'd say it's out.
that was Sum 41 with Still Waiting. And I'm betting that after hearing that, you're like, okay, yeah, they do kind of hit, you know, kind of get you going. But yeah, and definitely, like I said, check them out on Hopeless Records. They're still putting out a lot of stuff and a lot of content. Even they were doing, like, if you're a bass player or guitar player, they were doing some videos, like, showing you how to play the chords and stuff with their music. So just seem like really, you know, really interactive with their fans. So, and I hear they put on an awesome show, and hopefully I get to see them next time they come around. So, Brian, with that, I'll turn it back to you. Let's take a stroll back. Who do you got next?
All right, we got the Vandals.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I know we played.
Yeah, we played Vandals on here in the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They, if you're not familiar with them, didn't hear that episode. They are a punk band formed in 1980 in Huntington Beach, California. When they started at the time, was like Bad Religion, Descendants, Black Flag, mm-hmm. Suicidal Tendencies, and what we heard previously, Social Distortion. Yeah. They were all just kind of starting their stuff out, and so falling into that sound, and, you know, trying to fit in with that crowd to make themselves stand out a little mm-hmm. more. They have a little more humor in their stuff, so it's just a little more of a, you know, kind of goofiness.
Yeah, some most of the other bands you mentioned, yeah, they were kind of
more political. Yeah, and they kind of take themselves out of that.
Social mm-hmm. issues and stuff yep. like that, yeah.
I'm just making it a little more fun. But, yeah, they have about, what is it, 14 albums, 10 singles and EPs, 7 comps, and it's a total of, like, 31 releases. Wow. So there's a good amount of stuff out there.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, I want to play a track off of their... Well, first I'm going to preface why I picked this song. We're right now putting together the nursery for our son, mm-hmm. and the theme of the room is cowboys and Indians. So the song I'm going to play is actually called Urban Struggle, but I Want to Be a Cowboy is also kind another name for it. Yeah. So that's why I kind of picked
nice.
This song. Anyway,
you had to have this on repeat in the nursery then.
Uh-huh. Just going to keep playing this
one. Yeah, here you go.
All right, let's listen to it.
didn't make it as a punker.
All right, that was The Vandals with Urban Struggle, or I Want to Be a Cowboy, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's kind of a tagline from the song that you hear in other stuff like that.
I want
to be a cowboy. You hear that in a bunch of stuff. So, yeah, I say definitely put that on repeat in the nursery. Let the little guy get the roots, you know, settle down in punk music. So let's go.
All right, what's next on your list?
Yeah, so we've played this band once, maybe twice. Get Dead is the name of the band. They're a Bay Area punk rock band that formed in 2007, and they've been signed to Fat Records since 2013. Rumor has it that they're one of Fat Mike's favorite bands, but I've also seen a quote from him saying that producing music with Get Dead is like parenting a teenager. apparently, they're pretty rowdy and full of energy, and I guess rowdy would be the best way to put it from what I've read. But that's also why Fat Mike likes them, because their energy and what they put into their music and all of that. But they have 5 studio albums, so I mean they're not too bad at, you know, producing music. But the latest album came out in 2020. It was titled Dancing with the Curse. They have a lot of songs about, you know, dealing with addiction and stuff like that. But again, they have a ton of energy in their music. The lyrics are really, you know, hard at most times. Even when they're live and stuff, the guy's voice is kind of unique. So I really like the band. I listen to a lot of the music, and this song is called Hard Times, and it's off that Dancing with the Curse album. And there's a version out there, a music video they put together with like Legos, like the live action Lego kind of.
Oh, okay, this is that video we were talking about. This one, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I think we're gonna play a different, because that one, like, it's a. That one was released after the original album release, and like the album release kind of hits a little harder. They changed something about it in that Lego one, and a lot of the comments are talking about that. Like, why is this different than the original? You know, but both are really good. But it's kind of, I think I've said before that they've had a little bit of a different sound over the years, but they seem to be pretty consistent now. I think that just kind of gets back to them, kind of, you know, trying to find exactly their sound, but either way, they make some awesome music, and we'll give you a taste here with Hard Times by Get Dead.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right, and that was Hard Times by Get Dead. And and again, their sound, their energy is really awesome. They have a lot of music out there, so I recommend, you know, taking a listen. And they're on FET Records, which is, you know, obviously they have a lot of awesome bands on there.
Oh, yeah.
A quick thing that I think the chorus from that song is pretty cool. If you listen to it, which again, with his voice, sometimes you gotta like, you gotta look up to hear exactly what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, "Well, pay no mind, baby. Hard times may be the thing that you need. Sometimes things break down. Never easy fixes, but we'll find a way. We'll find a way somehow." So, like, kind of a, you know, kind of speaks to what their message is a lot on their bands, kind of overcoming hard times and stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely am on a Get Dead kick with their music, so check them out. Back to you, Brian. What do you got?
I'm gonna go on to Crass. I don't know if we've ever played them on here before.
I don't believe so. No.
Oh. They're an English art collective punk rock band that started in 1977. They promoted one of the first bands to kind of promote anarchism as a political ideology and a way of life in sort of a resistance movement, kind of the punk scene. They were kind of coined after that, the anarcho-punk bands.
Yeah, so Anarchy that, in the UK
yeah,
kind of mm-hmm, stuff.
Yep. That movement, they kind of were one of the first bands to kind of get it started. Their logo is a, you know their logo? It's like a cross with like a, it's like a weird S around it, and it's kind of like a whole bunch of stuff.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's a analogum. Basically, it's several different icons of authority that they try to put together, like a cross, and there's a swastika and a Union Jack and a Ouroboros. It's like a snake eating its tail, like a Greek mythology thing.
Hmm.
But yeah, so it's like all of it in one, trying to like be that symbol. Anyway,
that's cool.
It's you see it
the
on
symbolism
like,
is really cool. Yeah,
like back of punk jackets and stuff like that at shows and things. But yeah, that's the Crass logo, but kind of well known. And anyway, the band has 11 albums, 17 singles and EPs, and 5 comps and miscellaneous things. But so a total of 33 releases, according to Discogs. Sometimes Discogs isn't 100% right. Yeah. So
somewhere
out there is like, they have 12 albums.
Somewhere's around there.
It's close. Anyway, I want to play a track off their 1979 album, Stations of the Crass, titled Punk is Dead.
Oh, yeah. All right. Sounds awesome. Let's check it out.
Yes, that's what podcast that is just another change for our final countrymen say. Level got rock of plastic chances. Two of us addition by puppets on a mountain. Say for yes, Brian Martin, a clash. I'm a revolution, it's just some cash. I've become a fashion like hippie used to be. I can't be a zoo if you want me. Mimics our sisters, sisters kill. Mimics our expressions of public will. I've become a member because of your felt loss. Need a soul that now you're fed a cup. Punk loss is a monostruction like pop. Steve Jones started doing real work. Which revolution had a kill joke. Stuck from the system and give me snipe. Well I'm tired of staring through sheets like glass. Tired of staring at my superstar's ass. I've got an ass, scrap pound and hype. I just waited for 50 minutes back. See me Jones, you're like pop. You're too pretty by cook, why do you smoke? Pay Smith, you're like Bob. Run me a head, but I swear those off. And me aside, who I want to burn. Is there something I can learn? You're on a piece of my suit, but my ankles and eyes and carrots, five and four stack. Been a very serious and then running gear. Don't you leave with some pins in the rear. What's on a stand like double up feet? Good vibes and bonuses and double seat. Bug is dead. Bug is dead. Bug.
All right, that was Crass with Punk is Dead.
Nice. And I looked up that Ouroboros symbol.
Yep.
Symbolizes power will eventually
power will eventually eat itself.
Yeah, destroy itself. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I dig that. So
yeah, it's a really cool symbol. It's like a, you look it up, it's like a dragon or almost like a snake.
Yeah,
you
see snake like the or old, dragon. Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. just kind of like a, you know, it'd make like a bracelet. It's like the, it's got its tail in its mouth. But the symbolism is spot on. That's pretty cool. So,
but yeah, but crass is good. Yeah. A lot of animal activism kind of stuff like that. So, yeah. You know, that's
yeah, I'm sure they were, the way their sound, I'm sure that they were influential for a lot of bands that we probably listen to now. So
for sure. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
All right, so what you got next?
Yeah, so another band. I know we played at least one of their songs before, but this is one of their newer tracks. It's Red City Radio. They formed in Oklahoma in 2007. Everything I always see about them, they always say Oklahoma punks never get enough love. So I think they're trying to make a name for punk in Oklahoma. But they formed in 2007. Replaced one of their lead singers in 2014, but since then they have a handful of albums and EPs and splits, and they're currently making music on Pure Noise Records and released an album in 2020 called Paradise. Their sound is a little different on the new album, but it's just, it's not as like traditional punk sounding as some of their old stuff was, but they said as a band that they've matured and so has their sound, but they still, and I think that's what the song I'm going to play, is called Rebels. And that kind of encompasses that whole thing that they've matured. So their sound has, but they're still punk, like kind of thing.
Cool.
The singer said that this song was actually inspired by an episode of Peaky Blinders, which is a really awesome mm-hmm. show.
Very good.
You can watch it on Netflix. I think I'm on like season 4 or something, and I just been kind of stalled out, but, definitely an awesome show. And the whole message in the show, which he kind of summed up, was that some people like to pretend to be tough for the sake of masking their own insecurities. Well, give it a rest, he said. Sit back, listen to Sky Tigers, which is the name of this album that they released with this song on it. And listen to it loud and be nice to one another. Now that's tough. So,
good message.
Yeah, I it's a little bit longer of a song, but it's a good one, so let's check out Rebels by Red City Radio.
Awesome. Here we go.
They're only rebels because they like the songs, and I'm sure that it won't take them long before they all talk this shit and go home, because they're only rebels because they like the songs. They're only rebels because they like the songs. Crying, holding on to your knees.
Red City Radio right there with a song called Rebels. So again, they were kind of saying like, you're not going to tell us what rock and roll is, kind of things like that. So there's a cool music video out there. The music video is really cool too, kind of showing them just having fun out on tour and making music. So again, check them out. They're on Pure Noise Records. And they got a lot of good stuff to listen to, so check them out for sure.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with their stuff. I have to check them out more.
Yeah, they seem like a fun band to see live too. So hopefully, again, just on my list of whenever shows start popping up, and I can get back to them. But all right, Brian, back to you.
Cool. I got another band here in that the same anarcho punk genre, but the Subhumans.
Okay,
familiar with them?
I've heard of them? Yeah.
Another band you see a lot on the back of jackets at shows and things. But they, long-standing band. They've been around. They were from the UK, formed in 1980. They broke up in 86 and then reformed again in 98. And I think there's kind of up and down until 2004, and they've just been going ever since. Hmm. So the 45-something years they've been going.
Yeah.
Their style is often described as a hardcore punk / anarcho-punk, so similar to the last band we heard.
Yeah.
For my band, anyway, Crass. But they have, 33 albums, wow. 9 singles, 4 comps, and 5 miscellaneous. Wow. So 51 releases total, yeah.
Quite a bit of things out there. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. So I wanted to play a song of theirs off of their 1981 album, Demolition Wars, Part 1 through 3. It's titled Mickey Mouse is Dead. Heard of that one?
Surprised they didn't get attacked by Disney. But yeah, hopefully we don't either.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here.
Let's hear it, though.
Mickey Mouse is dead, got kicked in the head. Because people got too serious, they planned out what they said. They couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality. Cause pleasure comes in halves. The purity of comedy, they had to take it seriously. Change the words around, try to make it look profound. A comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate. The mouse is on TV, and the kids stare at the screen. But the pictures are all black and white, the words don't mean a thing. Cause mommy's got no money, and daddy is in jail. He couldn't afford the license, she can't afford the bail, no. The kids out in the road, their minds have all got cold. Cause Mickey Mouse is dead, they shot him through the end. With ignorance and scorn, they think there's something new. Read the papers, watched the films, and thought they knew the truth. Now you've got the Mickey Mouse. Reality deceives, no matter what you believe. It's always a never idea, and that's his personal fear. The fear of being sus for what they really are. The fear of being laughter when they go too far. They call it paranoia, you can't laugh it away. Until you come to realise everyone's the same. People like their problems at the faces of contempt. They hide them till it kills them, and no one is fixed, not even you.
That was the Subhumans with Mickey Mouse is Dead. Nice. He is not, just so you know.
He's not.
We're not. Okay. Yeah, he's still alive, as far as I know.
Yeah. Nice and fast sound. I liked it. Definitely going to check out some more Subhuman since they have so much music out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll check that out. Well, the last song on my list, going to slow it down just a tad with the Menzingers. I think we've played a song by them, at least one. They are a band from Scranton, Pennsylvania, home of The Office.
No, yep.
they formed in 2006, and they have 7 studio albums and a bunch of EPs and compilations and stuff like that. They have more of a pop punk or even like an indie punk style, but their songwriting is usually pretty deep and on point. I know that the inspiration behind songs is always pretty apparent through his lyrics. I've read about how the singer likes to kind of, you know, like at different points he just goes off on his own, starts writing because of something that just kind of hit him. So, but yeah, the Menzingers are a pretty awesome band. I'm going to play America, which it also kind of goes by You're Freaking Me Out. The song is off their album Hello Exile, which came out in 2019 and came out on Epitaph Records. So Bad Religion tie in there.
Mm-hmm.
Funny music video as well. So if you want to check that out, it's kind of funny. But again, you know, you'll hear the message behind it, kind of just talk about a little bit of how crazy things are getting. So, but let's hear the Menzingers with America, You're Freaking Me Out.
All right, here. We'll be right back.
was the Menzingers with America, You're Freaking Me Out. I think kind of sums it up with that chorus there. America, I love you, but you're freaking me out. So, and that came out in 2019, so it's only gotten crazier. But
if they only knew what was coming when they wrote that.
Exactly. Brian, I think we'd have time to fit in another song that you got and then play out with one last one. So I'll quickly turn it over to you. Who do you got?
Let's go to The Exploited.
Okay,
nice. I think this is a quick one.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it'll fit in.
Yeah, The Exploited kind of goes along with the bands that you see a lot on the backs of jackets at concerts. That big skull with the mohawk. They're a Scottish punk band from Edinburgh, formed in 1979. The band has a large cult following. In the 80s, they did among the hardcore working class and the skinhead audience.
Yeah.
Originally a street punk band, but they later evolved to become more of a crossover thrash band when they released their album Death Before Dishonor in 1987. In total, they have 17 albums, 15 singles and EPs, 23 comps, and 13 videos for a total of 68 releases.
Wow,
so, quite a bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of their music you probably recognize when you hear it. So, and this song's probably one of them.
Oh, yeah. This song, it's not a very long one, but it's Sex and Violence. It is off their album, Punk's Not Dead, that was released in 1981.
Something else that's probably pretty common. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Out. That was The Exploited with Sex and Violence. It's a little longer than that, but you get the gist of the song.
Yeah, exactly. But you probably recognize that in a lot of old punk stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, well, I know you got one more song on your list we can get to, so real quick, we'll just throw it again. You can visit MidwestPunks.com, find old episodes and more information about the show, how to get in contact with us, which you can do on Facebook, Instagram as well. Let us know if you have any bands to recommend or music we should check out. And that's basically it. So hope you enjoyed the show. And we're going to play one more song that Brian's got on his list, another Another awesome band, though. So
yeah,
what do you
I'll
got,
try
Brian?
To quickly introduce them here. It's a English, another English band formed in London in 1976, The Damned.
Okay.
They played their first show July 6, 1976, and they opened for the Sex Pistols. And it was at the 100 Club. There's a recording out there that is was later released titled Live at the 100 Club of that
cool.
show.
Yeah.
So I've never found it, but I'm going to go look for it after this.
Yeah.
they started as a punk group, but they shifted to more of a goth sound in the 80s. They've been playing for 45 years now, and the band is 37 albums,
wow.
59 singles, EPs, 48 comps, 7 videos, 2 miscellaneous, for a total of 153 releases.
And they win, I think, of all the releases today that you've had, some high numbers, they win.
Yeah. One of the things that they're most notable for is they were the first punk rock band to release a single in the UK.
Oh,
so wow. In 1976. And we're going to hear that. This is the single that they released in 1976 titled New Rose. It was later released on their album Damned, Damned, Damned.
All right. So. Well, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy the show. We're going to play out with some music from The Damned, and we'll catch you next time.
All right. Talk to you next time.
Is she really going out with him?
This could happen to me.